You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Friday last week, protest group Groundswell took to the streets around Aotearoa to push back against government rules affecting farmers. At the protests, the group put the government on notice and gave it a month to listen to farmers and work towards what they believe to be an acceptable outcome. The protests were huge, with farmers grouping in town centres across the country to make their voices heard. During the protests, images of controversial protest signs circulated the internet and caused a huge amount of discussion. This morning, I spoke with Laurie Patterson about the protests. He's one of the national conveners for Groundswell and explained that he was out herding sheep through a gate while we talked.
Righto, well, if I shout at the dogs in the middle of it, you'll know what it is.
Fair enough.
It'll be good, though.
So Groundswell took to the streets on Friday last week to protest against government rules affecting farmers in what you called a howl of a protest. Can you give me a picture of what the protests looked like?
Well, it was massive, actually. It was in 60 towns and cities throughout the country. And it was, I guess, one of the things that was really impressive for us is we didn't have to ring anyone up to be a coordinator in any town or city. The people actually rang us and said, hey, we're ready to go. We've got tractors, or we've got the dog trial club with some youth and dogs. So that was pretty impressive and just gave a bit of an idea of the groundswell, I guess, of opinion. And the other thing is, it's not that we're against improving things. We're all for it. It's just the unworkable rules.
Can you give me a little bit of background as to how Groundswell got underway?
Well, really it got started when Bryce McKenzie, who's part of the Pomahaka Watercare Group, which is one of the main catchment groups down here in South and in Otago. And it was the 8 years ago the most degraded river in Otago. And the local people joined together before all this was fashionable, I might add. And they got together, formed a catchment group. And now that river's all in the green. And he couldn't really see the point of having done all that, now getting a whole lot more rules put on top of it when we'd actually achieved the aim. So he decided he was going to drive his tractor to Gore. This was last November, I think. And I said, right, I'll come with you.
And when I checked this morning, you had 23,000 followers on your Facebook page. Were you expecting this kind of response when you started out?
No. I remember Bryce being really pleased when we had 900. Thinking we'd done well, and of course it's just gone, you know, grown hugely in, you know, about protest time when just before it. The other thing is that when we put a little video out on Facebook with all the different towns running along the bottom, and by the time the protest took place last Friday, I think we had something like 70,000 watchers. That's now gone to something like 102,000 watches. It just keeps growing, even though the protest was last Friday. So it just makes you realise, really, that, you know, people are interested in what we said. And, you know, that extends not just the waterway thing, but also through the significant natural areas. I mean, we think that instead of draconian rules being put on everybody and people having their land designated to something that's going to affect what they do and also their property values, that we think that the QET Trust is a much better model. And farmers have actually voluntarily placed 180,000 hectares into the QET Trust to be protected in perpetuity. So that's the point, really. We're not against, you know, looking at how we can improve the environment. We're all for it. It's just the way the government proposes to do it.
So you've put the government on notice for a month with the hope that they'll listen to you guys. And you said that if they don't do anything, further action will be taken. What do you mean by that?
Well, we've got a few options that we can do, which we're not going to tell everybody about now, of course, because we just want to sit back for the next month and give the government the opportunity to, you know, have a look at how it's working and hopefully come up with some improvements. We don't want to be banging on all the time about stuff unnecessarily. You know, it's an opportunity for government, we think, to reflect on the unworkable rules, I guess.
And what was your reaction to the Prime Minister's response on Friday? Do you feel that the cause of the protest was heard?
No, I don't think so, because it sounded like when I listened to that, that really she's just going to press on anyway. And, you know, Groundswell represents grassroots farmers in New Zealand, not only farmers but also farm support people. And we've had huge numbers of people in the cities come back to us too and say, look, we just think, even though we're not farmers, we think that these rules are just stupid as well or unworkable, and we're not happy either. So, yes, it's just amazing the groundswell it was there.
You've apologised for the controversial signs at the protest. I mean, they were claiming things like Black Utes Matter and We Live in New Zealand, not Aotearoa, stop ramming Māori language down our throats. What do you think the online circulation of those signs has done for your cause? Because, I mean, quite frankly, it's not a particularly good look.
Well, it hasn't helped, but, you know, those signs weren't sanctioned by Groundswell. We want to keep our attention firmly on the unworkable rules and not get sidetracked off into a whole lot of other things. So we would have preferred that those signs weren't there. Yeah, we quite frankly couldn't control everything. But as I say, we're interested in the rules regarding significant natural areas and waterways and things like that.
Okay,
so that was unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough, but it's severely tainted sort of the heart of your protests. What was your personal reaction to those signs? Were you disappointed?
Yes, we were, because, you know, as I say, we wanted to keep the focus clearly on what we were doing, and so that has been disappointing. But by the same token, you know, people do what they want to do sometimes, and, you know, we couldn't micro-control everything. So, yeah, disappointing, and they weren't groundswell signs, so, yeah.
Okay, and finally, what's the next step for you and Groundswell?
Well, we're going to have a debriefing tonight, actually, and sit down and look at where we think things are going. And we're going to, one of the aims, of course, is to get our sector leaders, I think, realising they've got a bit more backing from Grassroots New Zealand to actually talk quite firmly to the government about things. So we'll be watching that space and see how that happens. Yeah, and talking to an awful lot of people that our phones and messages and things have just been ballistic. And I have to say that there's been hardly any messages or phone calls or anything that are negative. It's just been just about 100% positive. So we're not going to get big-headed about that or anything like that, because that's not the way we are. We'll just watch what's happening and then decide where we go from here.
That was Laurie Patterson speaking with me about the Groundswell Farmers protest held on Friday last week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.